Les sports en anglais, Marcel Mfoche.
Hello, Sheta Bile. Good morning and thanks for joining us. In our top stories, the North Region has emerged champion of this year's National Football Academy Pro Talent Tournament following their 5-3 post-match penalty shootout win over the Littoral Region. And over 40 boys and girls aged between 4 and 17 have been drilled in various skills in combat sambo and sambo sport in a 4-day training camp organized by the Cameroon Sambo Federation. The North Region has emerged as the winner of the fourth edition of the National Football Academy Pro Talent Tournament, which concluded last Saturday in Yaoundé. The North defeated the Littoral Region 5-3 in a post-match penalty shootout after a 1-1 draw in regular play. Out of the 160 players who participated in the tournament at the Presidential Guard Sports Complex in the Meleng neighborhood, the best will be drafted into some Elite 1 and 2 clubs on August 29, 2024. At the end of the competition, Carl Enongachu, the Director General of the National Football Academy, ANAFOOT, expressed satisfaction with the level of talent among the young players and the quality of football displayed during the tournament.
We are happy because the children showcase their talent. We are happy because club presidents were there, coaches were there, and we can assure you that next season we are going to find some of these players not only in elite clubs but also at the regional level. And we are satisfied because most of our players today are playing in different levels of the championship.
In Sambo, over 40 boys and girls between the ages of 4 and 17 have received attestations after a 4-day holiday training camp organized by the Cameroon Sambo Federation. Supervised by officials of the technical department of the federation, the youngsters were drilled on different skills in combat sambo and sambo sport. The closing ceremony last Saturday was presided over by the president of the Cameroon Sambo Federation, Maître François Mbassi. At the end of the event, one of the athletes told our reporter Ben Collins Nyeberuo that it was an enriching camp.
My name is Chala Glenn Pierre Salomon. I have learned many things in this camp. I am very happy with the president of the Cameroon Sambo Federation for sponsoring us during this camp. If we are in a problem, we can defend ourselves. And we have good people who were excellent in their way of managing us, and that was very good. And we can only say thank you.
After this training camp, what are your ambitions?
I want to do a competition, so I will continue regular training to have also a name in Sambo.
As be a champion?
Yes.
Cameroon, Africa,
yes.
And world,
yes.
Champion?
World.
I wish you the best.
Thanks.
On to holiday championships news. The first edition of a holiday competition for peace, unity, reconciliation and environmental development in Bafut has come to a close with Manka Aveterang crowned as the champions. The competition was sponsored by the Member of Parliament for the Bafut Toba constituency, Honorable Oliver Ago, with the sum of 1 million francs. Details with Clenis Ayombo Mabengo.
Holiday competition in Bafut involved four teams representing different zones, among which were Manka veteran from Central Bafut, Alom Valley veteran from Lower Bafut, Agiati veteran from Upper Bafut, and the Blue veterans. The competition, which had as aim to bring the youths of Bafut together to promote peace and development amidst the socio-political crisis, was witnessed by a host of dignitaries of the area. The first deputy mayor, Miriam Chessy, represented the sponsor, Honorable Oliver Ago.
The communities have been shattered all this time. During this period, that's when the youths come out to show their talents. Let them embrace this initiative and work towards the return of peace in Bafut subdivision.
The final of the Honorable Oliver Ago's Peace, Unity, Reconciliation and Environmental Development Holiday Competition saw Manka a veteran beat Agiati veteran by 5-4 on penalties. After pulling a 1-1 draw during regular play time, Manka a veteran 2 finished on the third place after overpowering Alom Valley FC by 5-4 on penalties. Clenis Ayombom Abengu, CRTV News, Bamenda.
Over in the West Region, Langwe FC has emerged as the winner of the third edition of the Balengo Kings Cup, organized by His Majesty Guy Hervis Nguemeni Happy, paramount ruler of Balengo. They were crowned champions last Saturday at the Government Bilingual High School Balengu Stadium after defeating Twinkam FC 2-0 in the final, which was watched by over 7,000 spectators. Details with our West Regional Correspondent, Isaac Ngonkum.
Over 7,000 spectators watched Langwe FC and Balengu Women's Football Club crowned champions in the men's and women's categories of the third edition of the Balengu King's Cup, respectively. Organized by His Majesty G. Elvis Ngemeni Happy, the grand parade of different delegations was a clear demonstration that sons and daughters of Balengu at home and abroad are ready to rally behind their king for the development of the land.
We have to be proud of our king who has decided to develop this village through sports. All our expectations have been met, and we think that next year we'll be having a better cup.
The closing ceremony was spiced with a donation of material and cash prizes amounting to about 15 million CFA francs distributed to over 600 youths in the subdivision ahead of the new school year. This year's edition of the King's Cup, placed under the high patronage of Senate President Marcel Nyat Njifenji, had as major development project the refurbishing of many classrooms at Government Bilingual High School Balengu to the delight of the local populations. Isaac Ngonkum, CLTV News, Balengu.
In the southwest region, the population of Tombel subdivision in the Kupe Maninguba division has demonstrated that football is a great unifying factor, with a massive turnout at the final of the 2024 Ebunji Holiday Football Tournament. The competition, which was won by Ward 3 Quarter, was organized by an elite of Tombel, Professor George Ewanengide. Charles Abunov, CRTV Southwest, reports.
The tense socio-political climate in Tombel subdivision in the first few years of the socio-political crisis made many inhabitants of the subdivision to move to other parts of the southwest region and Cameroon. However, the socio-economic and security situation in the subdivision has witnessed a tremendous improvement in recent years, thanks to the efforts of the defense forces, the administration, the elite, and the population. Professor George Ewane, an elite of Tombel subdivision.
The job that we did, we thank God for that. We also thank God that the young men and women of this community decided to follow our advice, and today there is no ambazona in this community.
Many who left the subdivision during the peak of the crisis are back. The return to normalcy has made possible the provision of electricity to the locality of Ebunji and other surrounding communities. Once more, Professor George Ewane.
The electrification of 9 villages, thanks to the head of state to whom we say thank you very much.
The inhabitants of Tombel subdivision believe a lot in the New Deal government and are optimistic of even better days for the subdivision. Charles Abuno, CRTV News, Tombel.
Out of the country, most of the players that are expected to feature in Coach McBreeze's list for the two AFCON qualifiers against Namibia and Zimbabwe in September were in action in their different clubs over the weekend. Ben Collins Nweberewo kept a close watch on their performances and now reports.
In the English Premier League, Manchester United of Cameroonian shortstopper Andre Onana were beaten 2-1 by Brighton of midfield sensation Carlos Baleba, who played for 17 minutes. Still in England, flying winger of Brentford Brian Bomo played for 90 minutes, but his club suffered a 0-2 defeat to Liverpool. Over in the French Ligue 1, captain Jean-Charles Castelletto of Nantes was instrumental at the central defence in their 2-0 win over Auxerre. Another defender of the indomitable Lions, Christopher Waugh, who plays for Rennes, scored an own goal as his club was beaten 3-1 by Strasbourg. Frank Magri of Toulouse, who was substituted on 65 minutes, contributed in their 1-1 draw with Nice. In the Italian Serie A, Zamboangisa and Napoli, who were beaten 3-0 on day one by Hellas Verona of right-back Jackson Chachua, took revenge on Bologna with the same score. The Cameroonian midfielder was on the pitch for 90 minutes, just like defender Harold Mokodi of AEK Athens, who equalized at the 87th minute in their 1-0 draw with Lamia. while Indomitable Lions keeper Vensang Abubakar is still suffering from lack of play time at Beşiktaş in Turkey. Teammate Jean Onana was on in their 3-3 draw at the preliminaries of the Europa League against Swiss Super League side Lugano. Martin Hongla of Grenada in the Spanish Segunda Division was in the midfield in the 1-0 win over Racing Ferrol. Cameroonian left-back Nou Tolo was also in action for Seattle Sounders in their away 3-2 win over Minnesota in the U.S. Major League.
Ben Collins, Nwaberewa, putting a cap on today's edition of the 7:30 a.m. Sports News.